There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
How do you do it? Well, it's real simple. Go to the Odyssey app, and where you're listening to us now, maybe on Listen Live, you can see there's a button there where you can record a message and then just send it to us like voicemail. It's that simple. And if you have any question in the world, you know what it is. You know, any question in the world.
Financial?
Yeah, I'm sure I can give you bad advice on that. Anything else? You'd give good advice, I think.
Sanitation pickup.
You're pretty smart. Yep, I can. I was behind a garbage truck this morning driving in.
How to fertilize your lawn using leaves instead of fertilizers?
Sure, whatever
new
it takes.
New trend.
How to beg for money in a gas station parking lot like some crazy lady was doing this morning. Hey, come here. Insane. A little bit weird.
I was on a college campus the other day.
Yeah.
And
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Oh. A little bit of news coming down. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The Browns are releasing veteran defensive tackle Quentin Jefferson, per sources. Browns releasing defensive tackle Quentin Jefferson, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network.
Okay.
Well, we talked to Mary Kay Cabot. She brought his name up
as a trade possibility.
Yeah, well, I guess they're not even going to wait till after the trade deadline.
No trade takers?
So he's been inactive for the last couple of games. So I don't know, shocked. Tell me.
Doing him a favor?
Probably.
Go find a place you can play.
On the trade deadline day, though? I'm just trying to figure it out. What's the...
I don't know. It's a good question, isn't it?
Well, so Quentin Jefferson has been released, according to Tom Pelissero.
Okay.
Why, though? That's the question. But why would you... Are they releasing him as a favor? Are they trying to open up a roster spot? These are the questions I normally think when we hear things like this.
These are the questions.
I mean, he was an unrestricted free agent they had picked up from the Jets.
I would think they want to play other guys. Mike Hall Jr.'s back. Mike's going to get plenty of playing time, as we know. We'll see. But that's two defensive linemen that are gone. Maybe you're going to move people up from the practice squad.
Oh, that's a possibility.
You're going to get a look at guys, Andy.
You know, the other part... I guess.
Does that mean Shelby Harris is going to stick around? Because his name was thrown around a little bit in trade talk.
That's a good point. I don't know. We'll see. It's a minor move that could be made. Maybe something before.
I don't think it's
move.
Anything but a yeah. minor move. Nothing personal against Quentin.
The other part was, I was talking to Daryl about this. I wonder if they'll ever give Kadarius Toney a shot here.
Well,
if you're moving wide
you
receivers,
you move Elijah Moore, you might.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. Although Mary Kay was saying they wanted to see Jamari Thrash. So I don't know. The move itself, while it's breaking news, it's not. It's just not over the top news on the NFL trade deadline day.
No, but I'm glad Dan broke in with it because it's Brown news, and that's what we do. And he hit the right sounder. He didn't hit the hockey foghorn for a trade. When he did breaking news, I thought, well, that's not a trade, maybe, because Dan hit the wrong thing.
We're both very excited when he did that. Yeah,
but he hit the right thing.
What was the story you were telling me though before that?
How often do I hit the wrong thing that now you're surprised I'm hitting the right thing?
No, I was impressed When I thought, wait a minute, did he hit the wrong thing? It's a trade. We're supposed to do the... Oh, but it wasn't a trade.
Okay, okay, now I'm trying.
So I was on a college campus the other day.
Yes.
And I'm walking around, and a woman came up to me, and she had a little kid in tow. Little guy or gal was walking.
Uh-huh.
She's like, you know, maybe 3-4 years old. And, you know, I nodded, and we said hello, and got past each other, and she said, excuse me, sir, do you have 50 cents so that I can go get on the bus?
Ooh.
And I thought, got a kid.
Yeah.
Didn't ask me for 20 bucks. True. Didn't ask me for $5. Asked me for 50 cents.
Huh.
And I thought, well, I do have 50 cents. Here you go.
Oh.
And I did have 50 cents. Did I get taken for 50 cents or did I get the woman a bus token?
I don't know. What's a bus?
What's a bus cost? I don't know.
You were on a college campus? Is that what you said? Yeah.
Bus runs right by campus.
I don't know. The one I had this morning was just straight weird.
What do you think? Did I get taken for 50 cents?
I don't know.
Or do you think that's legit?
I actually think...
And even if I got taken, it was 50 cents. So.
Yeah. How many... Did you see her get on a bus afterwards or no?
No.
Oh.
All right. Before we get to the other ones, I want to play a quick game with you called Is This Something?
We're not getting an answer to that.
I guess not. Go ahead.
Dan doesn't want an answer.
By the way, this game
did I get taken? Just yes or no?
No.
Okay.
I'm going yes.
Okay.
Now you're dipping back into the game and trying to move us forward.
Well, he looked at me for an answer. I obliged him with an answer because we're trying to run a society here.
Oh, is that what this is?
That's what this is.
I mean, you can't even buy a mint.
This isn't a Danocracy in here we're running.
No, we're trying to become a functioning society.
I start now.
You know. All right.
It is election day.
Is this something?
This is Jeff Phelps' original, by the way. Keep going.
Greg Newsom on Instagram.
Oh.
Put a caption of him with his hands behind his back looking like he's being reflective before a game in his Browns jersey that says, keep moving forward with the prayer hands. This then was posted on Jaden Reed, wide receiver of the Green Bay Packers, Instagram story. Gentlemen, we're hip to social media. We're the place you come to all the trends when it comes to social media. Is this something?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Jaden Reed reposts what Greg Newsom posted.
Correct.
Wait, did Greg Newsom actually post this?
Put it on the Instagram.
I don't see it.
I have a picture of it.
It's right there. He didn't make it up, Andy.
I got to get by the pinned ones.
It says, keep moving forward with the prayer hands. It was then reposted by Green Bay Packer wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Do we have to put together the social media tea leaves? Apparently so. All right, how about this? They're buddies from the Big Ten, and he was just reposting what his buddy sent him.
I don't know.
The Packers have been sniffing around quarterbacks, too.
Yeah.
Both from the Chicago area.
Yeah. And not Chicago, Chicago.
Yeah, they're Chicago guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a Chicago guy wanting another Chicago guy. How far is Naperville?
It's a burb of Chicago.
Naperville.
Burb of Chicago.
Ooh, it's pretty far away.
Love it when you say Chicago.
Although, do you consider Aurora far away from Chicago? I don't know. I'm looking. I can't. This is all relative to me.
I'm not going to go Greg Newsom to the Packers.
We've never been your go-to for geography.
But if they wanted to send Christian Watson here.
It's the whole mileage thing, you know?
See, if you wanted to trade a player, would you take Christian Watson for Greg Newsom? They have a lot of receivers there. A lot of good ones.
They need draft picks. They don't need players. They can figure out the players.
Who needs draft picks?
The Browns.
No, they don't. They need players. Draft picks become players. They don't pick good players in the draft.
Go back.
They trade for good players.
Go back to what Mike Florio said for a moment, please. That are you in or out after the Watson deal is done? That goes back to Njoku, which is what I really wanted to talk to you about before. Like, do you think Njoku's here when they're on to their next quarterback? I'm not giving up David Njoku because I think he's a talented tight end. I think he catches passes. I think he has the ability.
You never said, is that anything? You didn't answer. You didn't answer my 50 cent question, and now you didn't answer Dan's question.
I said to you on your 50 cent thing that you was very gracious of you, and I think because it was 50 cent or 50 cents.
I didn't get taken.
That it was kind of legit.
All right, well, now answer Dan's question.
Better than what happened to me this morning when I was at the gas station and I had some lady screaming at me from her car, "Hey, you!" And I was like, first I had to look to see if I actually knew. And she's like, "You got $5. I need $5. And I was like,
former girlfriend?
No. She looks at me. She goes, "I need $5. I go, "Huh?" And she goes, "I got to go take a drug test."
I got to go take a drug test.
She said, "I got to go take a drug test."
What?
And I know somebody else is out there because I saw her.
Former girlfriend.
Come on, stop it. No. God. I'm telling you that someone else was at that gas station when I was there this morning. And she did the same thing to this woman too. And then she frantically cut me off as she was trying to get out of the parking lot. And then I was like, what is this lady doing? Then she just puts her arms up in the air, and I'm like, she must be late for that $5 drug test.
And then she yelled out the window as she was driving away, "And don't trade Greg Newsom."
That's exactly what she said. She said, "Why would you get rid of a talented tight end like David Njoku?" I said, "You wouldn't." And then she went on her merry way for a drug test. Are drug tests only $5 now? Is that what the deal is?
And she said as she was driving away, "And I hate your show, but I love Nick Wilson."
I got news. I don't think she was listening to us.
Doesn't sound like she was listening
Adam
to
Schefter,
much of anything.
Despite any speculation, the Seahawks will not be trading wide receiver DK Metcalf.
Good.
Teams have called. Jeremy Fowler adds in saying teams have called, but those calls are non-starters. Seattle has no plans to deal him. Also, our buddy Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports saying that Marshawn Lattimore will be an early second-day pick is what the Saints are looking for.
Okay.
So they want second or third?
Day two pick. So
second.
Yeah, would be a second or third they're looking for.
Yeah.
Good luck.
It feels real slow here right now. I think I magically want the Browns to pick up somebody that's going to change the season around and give me hope to think that they can win.
2-7.
There is no hope. This trade deadline is
Brett
futile.
Favre's not walking through that door, Andy.
I feel like we are the Borg. Anything the Browns do is futile. Resistance is futile.
Futile. Is that like futile?
No, it's futile. Isn't that what they said in Star Trek?
Resistance is futile.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You're the one that hosted the Star Trek show.
Live long and prosper, baby.
Wrong generation. It's all right. Hang on. Do I have time for this? No. We'll do this when we'll come back in a second. Let's do a little NFL rapid fire. We have our ear to the ground at what's going on in the NFL. We're all waiting for we're all literally waiting for 4 o'clock.
Are we ever?
To see if the Browns do anything else. So Quentin Jefferson released today and Za'Darius Smith traded to the Lions. You are now up to speed on what the Browns have done on this NFL trade deadline day. 216-474-0092. NFL rapid fire is next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.